Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I hate you.
You're the worst human on the planet.
Oh man, I'm old, I'm tired, and I work with children.
Me. Exactly.
Okay, there goes that reference. Anyways,
I heard it.
Thank you. Ryan was just doing whatever Ryan does.
Answering what he said.
Got a live studio audience. There we go. Yeah,
Normally how conversations go.
Okay. Anyways,
no, I don't think that was a good enough acknowledgement of a live studio audience.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was shooting for.
Oh man, how's it going, guys? I'm your host Matthew Allen. Joining me is Wynn Brantley and Ryan Fox. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing well.
How are all these fans out here doing?
How y'all doing? First live show. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah. This episode's now terrible.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's
you know,
good.
Not
good to hear.
Yeah. Let's talk about some blood money. Okay.
Wait.
Can we not call that anymore?
I don't know.
Are they okay now? I mean, they're letting women drive, right? So they're making profit.
You're just going
right
years.
In, aren't you?
For the past 2 years.
You almost got canceled last week. You almost got canceled last night. Now you're going for a three-peat. You think Reggie's going to let you get away with all this?
This man thinks he's Michael Jordan.
I swear. I think Reggie's actually going to laugh at the blood money comment. The other comments,
probably.
No. But blood money, he'll pop for it. He'll send me a voice message on Monday. Good brother.
Are we going to talk about what we're reviewing, like, or announce?
Yeah,
what
blood money.
Ryan. I mean, Crown Jewel. There you go. Is even the proper term, right? Yeah. Crown Jewel, blood money. You know,
WWE Crown Jewel.
WWE.
Drew McIntyre.
I was trying to go for Kozlov. That did not go very well. Yeah, so let's talk about Crown Jewel. I mean, we just had unwatched it. Pretty solid show.
I enjoyed it.
Typical Saudi show. Yeah. We'll kind of go through the rundown. Of course, we did do our predictions on, I guess, the earlier episode we released today. That did not go well for me.
Yeah, picking a draw in a stupid cage.
I was close. Hold on. I was close. Okay. I'm just going
to
throw that out there.
I forgot to put the check mark by my name, but I won.
Which means we have to buy him something random. Great. Okay.
In 6 years, you'll both have your
gifts. I'm just going to give him the Rusev Day hat that I have in my closet.
If you give me that, I'm going to... Oh.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. All right, let's go ahead and do a rundown of some of these matches. Obviously, opening the show, we had Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley.
And you guys missed that one.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
You got it right, though.
You did. I did not.
Went 6 minutes.
It was I enjoyed it. It was kind of what you would expect it to be. It was a finish fest. It was a lot of Germans, a lot of F5s and spears. And then, like,
Spear.
Brock won in the most uncharacteristic way he's ever won a match in. He, like, was in the Hurt Lock, and he, like, did the 2K20 spot where he climbed the ropes and fell back and pinned him.
Look at that.
And then he beat the crap out of him after
the
match, right?
Well, Lashley.
Brock Smart.
Yeah. Brock Smart?
Yep.
So, do we get
another Brock Versal.
I don't know. I would think so.
Because now they've both won one.
You gotta have the rubber match.
I'm telling you, go to Survivor Series. You got two rings anyways for
War
Games.
Put them in a steel cage and let them have a draw.
No, I mean, yes, absolutely. That's the best way to end a blood feud. No, you got two cages. You got War Games already. Make a giant fight pit. Just let them two rings to themselves.
I would feel so sorry for the ring crew.
Oh, yeah. That would
having to deal with that crap.
Be terrible. But, I mean, let them have a fight pit match. I would be 100% down for that. And that, to me, is more fight pit and more cooler than... Granted, even though all the fight pit matches
more
we've
cooler.
Had... More cooler. You know. I know words were good. So... Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lesnar wins. We ended up missing the match, or I missed the match. So, I mean, sounded like it wasn't too bad.
It was pretty fun.
Damage Control. Of course, Kai and Sky taking on Alexa Bliss and Asuka for the women's tag titles. Damage Control gets the win at 12:50.
Yes.
So,
very creative gear, by the way.
Were they just...
Well, you know, usually when they go to Saudi, they're in, like, the black spandex with a t-shirt. They actually, like, did gear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
That was good. Yeah.
Yep. And a little bit of a teaser pre-match. After Damage Control entered, Alexa and Asuka got interviewed backstage before their entrance.
With Byron Saxton's very loud pink suit.
And he was asking... Alexa was like... giving him the rundown of what was going to happen, and then the Wyatt 6 logo appeared on the TV behind her, and it, like, threw her off for a second. So,
a little evil Electra. Yeah. We also saw no longer a superhero, but Nikki Cross is now...
Just a regular person now.
Just regular Nikki Cross. That's it. Like, nothing else.
Woo!
Nothing else.
That excites me.
I mean, if she's maybe doing her sanity gimmick, I'm cool with it, but If she's just, hey, I'm just not a superhero anymore, then you've lost me. You've lost the whole plot point to it. So, of course, the next match, which is the match, of course, I decided that I thought was going to be a draw. Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a steel cage match.
Yeah, what an idiot.
So, it went 13 minutes flat. Hear me out, okay? The thought
Don't
was,
say it was close.
No. The thought was in my head when I predicted it is that they're not going to have Kross lose flat out.
They really didn't.
And they didn't. So, like, granted, not a draw, but I can't really predict, like, hey, it's going to be Drew, but I went with the draw just to be a little different and be wrong, clearly. Yeah. But it was good. I think it may set up another match. I mean,
kind of has to.
Yeah. So, and that they've had gimmick matches.
Strap match, cage match, that's it, right?
Yeah. Do you do another gimmick match?
Kross won the strap match, right?
Yes, because Drew got maced by Starlett. And now Starlett's macing to everybody.
She maced the ref for maced no reason.
The poor ref. Couldn't figure out how to handle a door.
You all right over there, buddy?
Yeah.
A live audience is having a real tough time back there.
Yeah, COVID.
That's right.
No, it's fully replaced for
any I... I enjoyed Drew and Kross, but...
The whole escaping aspect has to end.
Especially with a physical feud that this has been. It's been a pretty physical feud.
It's a blood feud, so you run away.
Exactly.
That's you both run away, actually.
Yes.
And whoever crosses the finish line first wins the blood feud.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have just done Hell in a Cell.
I mean, Triple H apparently is going to take away the pay-per-view and make it for bigger matches.
You've already had a Hell in a Cell match this year.
Is that their quota?
It's just you know, anything can happen in the WWE.
Well, I mean, you know, he still went through with Extreme Rules and fully committed with, like, stint matches, so might as well commit for the rest of the year of, all right, where I'll do everything the way it's been going, and then next year it's all me.
And to be fair, he doesn't have really any time.
Bless you, fan. Thank you.
Fans, we got a lot of sneezing in the crowds.
Please just keep it down.
Yeah. All hundreds and hundreds of your personalities, just keep it down back there.
We got Bray Wyatt back here.
Just Brave Wyatt.
According
to the Peacock captions, it's Brave Wyatt, which is one of the Wyatt Six, I think.
That's
Uncle
right.
Uncle Howdy, Bray Wyatt, and Brave Wyatt, and then Bruv Wyatt, and then
Brood Wyatt. It's just Gangrel.
And his wife.
Yes.
Babe Wyatt. Next up, Judgment Day taking on the OC. 14 minutes flat. Not horrible. Like, it wasn't bad. It was just kind of forgettable. I think really good moments. I thought Gallows and Priest looked really good together.
Also, Michael Cole wanting someone to kill Rhea. Like, really wanting someone
and
to hurt Rhea.
And he mentioned Bullet Club. The club.
He was so excited to say Bullet Club. He put some emphasis on the book. Bullet Club.
Off topic, do y'all know Bullet Club has Under Armour gear? Like, they've signed a deal to produce Under Armour, like, apparel in Japan. So Under Armour Japan is going to produce Bullet Gear or Bullet Club. Like,
Bullet Gear. Yeah.
Bullet Gear. Yeah, for when they go to Saudi. So, but it's just like Bullet Club, you know, workout gear and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So, also, is Carl Anderson still open weight champion?
I think so, yeah. He said he's never relinquishing.
I would have popped if he would have just came out with the belt. Like, match canceled, not going to happen. You just see him walk out, never open weight champion. I mean, Judgment Day get the win with some kind of interesting shenanigans. I say interesting, but it just didn't look very good to me. But Rhea gets AJ up in a electric chair spot, drops him on the apron, throws him back in the ring. Ballard is a drop kick into the coup de grace and then gets the win.
The what?
Coup de grace. That's
coup de grace?
Coup de grace. Is that not what it's called?
I swear you said cooter.
I mean, it probably sounded like that. So AJ does not get the win in front of the Saudi community.
You're the only one that has beat me to the punch on an AJ joke. Usually I'm right there, like
you're
the
right
racing
there.
Community,
yeah, but,
the gated community,
yeah, the vaping
community,
but
no,
Saudi community.
It didn't
roll off very well.
It didn't roll
very well. So it's a magic trick. There was a cool spot where, you know, usually you'll see a Tower of Doom with multi-man matches.
Yeah.
But they kind of still do it in a way, but it's really just a giant multi-man down spot where they do two electric chairs with a superplex and kind of, I guess, innovated it a little bit. I'm sure it's been done before, but I've never actually really seen it. So I thought that was cool. Like I said, I thought everybody looked really good in it. I guess they're trying to build Judgment Day back up because I really thought OC would have won with Gallows and Anderson being back. That's kind of the thing is that you see with some of the guys that are being brought back by Triple H, they're not just winning all the time and going over constantly, I guess. At least some of them. Like Gallows and Anderson, Emma lost in her debut or return match, I should say. So, I mean, it is good to see that he's still kind of putting over some people who probably need it. Judgment Day does need a little help now that Edge is obviously out of the group and they're still using Alter Bridge, which is not right. I don't like it. So next up, match of the night, Braun Strowman versus Omos.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I only have one gripe about it.
What, one power slam?
Yeah,
finish. Yeah,
Omos dominate. Mind you, Battle of the Monsters, winner becomes the monster of monsters. I mean, they did it. There's a giant trophy of Frankenstein that's right there for him in Saudi.
Yeah, I saw it.
Frankenstein's not the monster.
Are we going to do this right now?
I mean, he's right. I mean, that's Frankenstein.
I guess so.
Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Okay, please, God.
7.5 minutes. Omos dominates all of the match except for the last 20 seconds worth.
That's generous.
Yeah, honestly. If that goes for a running splash or a running something into the
corner. A running nothing.
Yeah. Braun dodges it. Power slam. That's it.
By the way, Michael Cole called a body slam a power slam earlier in the match. And I know Michael Cole's gotten some tough moves wrong before, but like a body slam.
But here's the thing, though, is that like I've heard other people call a body slam a power slam. I know. I've heard other people call a scoop slam a power slam. You know the one that Orton and Dustin Rhodes do?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's technically a variation of a power slam because you do go down with them.
I mean, fair. Yeah.
But like,
but a body slam is completely different.
You were standing tall after slamming them on the ground. A power slam is you go down with.
Like, maybe he called it a power slam because giant.
Great point.
I mean, falling from high.
Yes.
I mean, his feet were
good points all around. I mean,
his feet were at least like 15 feet up in the air. If you combine Braun's height with, you know, Omos's height, that's about 13 something foot. You know, that's how it works. Well, if you measure from the top of his head, he's actually falling from about 10 feet. No, he's falling from 7. Like, it's a little different. So I thought it was a good match. Like I said, I just wish maybe it was a little more back and forth and more of a behemoth fight. It was kind of Omos looking really strong and looking a lot better. Now, granted, he's just yelling, and as he's yelling, he's just saying,
Who's
a giant now? Huh? Side slam, huh?
really. Clothesline.
Sell the ropes like a side slam, huh?
He's going to be our new Angelo before it's all said and done. Because he actually says, huh?
I mean, that's
next up, in a match that went 10 minutes, 45 seconds, man, that crowd member's really having a tough time.
Somebody get that man a water.
The Usos take on the Brawling Brutes. And the Usos get the win, like I said, under 11 minutes. Thought it was good. I wish they'd gotten a little more time. I thought it was good for what it was, but I would have added probably 3 more minutes to it.
Yep, Ryan chose the Brawling Brutes, which was pretty much the decider in our little competition.
Yeah, because I was out of it the moment I chose draw.
Yeah, if he would have chosen Usos, me and him would be tied right now, and you would have to buy both of us something.
Or I could have just done a tiebreaker.
No. The winners would have chose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not at all because no one's a winner. Like, that's if you're a tie, who's winning?
Both.
That is true. I hate ties.
We both beat him, though.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything.
It does.
No,
so
it doesn't.
So we're not last.
Exactly.
No, shut up. Okay. Anyways, Usos get the win. Super kicks, splash. You know, thank you. What'd y'all think of the tag match?
Solid for what it was. Kinda
pretty
like,
dang, I'm good.
Kinda, yeah. Kind of like what you said.
That was sports entertaining.
Nice. The Usos take on the New Day on SmackDown this week. So that'll be for the tag titles.
They'll win that.
Probably. Most definitely.
No, they will.
Patas Patuli. Yeah, I got you. So last two matches. Bianca Belair and Bayley had a last woman standing match that went 20 minutes. Bianca gets the win after trapping Bayley in a ladder and then taking the ladder and putting it under the ring post.
So there was a lot of meh in this match.
A lot.
Like, for the most part, it was okay. But, like, the whole, like, I'm going to trap you inside this box and not lock it, Ryan was really pissed about that.
Here's the thing that, I guess not so much ruined the match, but I did laugh at it probably a little too much, was when Bianca tried to throw the stairs. Like, here's the reason why. It's not because I don't believe she can't, because obviously she can pick up Otis.
She had him over her head.
Yeah,
it's without just, the handles.
Yeah, like super easily, except for when it kept slipping because she wasn't holding it right.
Yeah, if she would have held the handles, it probably went pretty far. But she didn't hold the handles, so it only goes like maybe 2 feet. And it really puts over, you know, her as the EST, which is like the strongest, you know, or the fastest, or the most powerist, you know.
The mostest powerist?
The mostest of the powerist, the mostest of the boastest, you know. So there was that. I thought the golf cart spot was kind of... First of all, that golf cart almost imploded underneath them. But I really think... the golf cart spots were kind of not solid.
So the whole dodge the golf cart was really bad. Cause it was like... and then step out of the way. And then when she got on top of the golf cart and almost broke, that was pretty funny. But like when she was driving her to the ring, I'm like... It'd be really great if she just like... full throttled it towards the table, slammed on the brakes, and Bailey went sliding off the golf cart through the table. But then seeing as how the table didn't break when they did try the spot, that would have been fun. Or wouldn't have been fun.
But I think, I think the biggest fear would have been maybe, like, even though Bianca would have stopped, could she have stopped enough with the momentum to not run over
Bailey?
Yeah, that
golf cart was not going extremely fast.
Yeah, even going down the ramp.
They should have just put glass on the front and had Bailey hit her with it.
Yep.
I mean, that
or even if there's no glass in the front, just do what Sammy Guevara does every time he gets hit with a vehicle. Just,
die.
Take a bump. Just...
Or that time Roman hit Kevin Owens with a golf cart.
Did he go through the windshield or did he go to the side?
He went through the windshield.
Yeah.
Plexiglass thing.
Yeah, you could have done
broke
that.
Broke Roman's nose.
Yeah. You could have done that. I think you could have utilized it. I think everything that you had in the match, you could have utilized a little more creatively. I thought the steel step spot was kind of cool when you know, but then you put the ladder over top of her, and it's not necessarily like flush; it's just over it.
But like you could easily just
push
it out of the way. Ladders do not weigh much. As much as WWE puts them over as weighing a million pounds,
well,
they do not weigh
much. Especially when you have the person entrapped who is literally calls herself the strongest in WWE,
and arguably is.
Oh, she's in terms of female, yes. Honestly, she's probably. Top 15, top 10 in males. Like, she dominated the NXT Combine.
Yeah, and she picked up Otis and walked up a set of stairs.
Yeah.
And did squats. That's insane.
Yeah. So I thought it was solid, but there was just a lot of okay in the match. And I really...
wasn't a fan of the finish.
I still think Bayley needs... I think Bayley needs a win. I guess that she's at the point in her career she doesn't need the belt, but
at least she's not taking pinfall losses. She's like losing in like ladder matches and last man standing matches, and she like got trapped. You know, it's not like Bianca beat the crap out of her and then she couldn't respond to the 10 count.
And the last match, which I will vote as my match of the day, Roman Reigns, Logan Paul. For the Universal, Undisputed, Universal, Reigns,
the titles.
Titles, the belts.
Tribal teeth.
Do you guys have
tribal teeth.
Do you guys have any idea how long the match went?
28.
Is he ballparking it?
Yeah.
It's over 20 minutes.
24.
24:50.
Ah. Okay.
So, 3 minutes of that was them outside the ring figuring out what to do after Logan Paul does an amazing frog splash to the table.
With the phone still in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm. Does he still vlog? He vlogs, right?
I think so.
That's gotta be in a vlog.
Have you ever heard, like, the story behind when he first did the first frog splash through the announce table? He said when he was practicing it in training, he said the trainer told him, if you do it like that on Saturday, you will break both femurs. So, like, I don't know what he figured out and made it right, but he does it very well.
He has a very good frog splash. Like, and it was just athletic in general, and I think that's been a big help for him.
Oh, here's the video right here.
Oh,
dude.
That's a solid view. That's pretty solid. I think Logan Paul, we talked about it a little bit, but I think Logan Paul, at least in terms of celebrities that have came in and wrestled at least a match, in a legit match, not like a gimmicky, like I'm not counting Drew Carey in the Rumble, but in terms of celebrities or outsiders coming in and wrestling matches and programs.
He's not really an outsider anymore. He's trained. He's signed.
I mean, he's still like, he's still an attraction. Like, and it's based on the fact that he's not used to the wrestling world.
Fair.
I mean, well, you're going to disagree with anything I say.
I said Logan fair.
Because he, so I think he's done the best out of anybody else who's tried it.
I would want to see more matches from Bad Bunny. Because I think Bad Bunny could hang with him.
Probably so.
That is a sentence. Bad Bunny might be able to hang with Logan Paul in a wrestling ring. That's funny. Yeah.
I honestly, give me Jake Paul. I mean, we talked about it also about how we need to see the Paul brothers take on the Usos.
You think Logan's better than McAfee? McAfee's had how many matches? He's done War Games, he wrestled Adam Cole, and he wrestled...
He's wrestled Corbin, Theory, and
Vince.
I mean, he's had a lot of matches.
He's had like 5-6 matches.
Yeah.
Won all of them except for the Vince match, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
He did beat Adam Cole. That's right. He beat Adam Cole.
No.
Did
Adam he not Cole. Beat Adam Cole? Adam Cole won.
Okay.
Because I was happy about that.
That's right. You were not a fan of, like...
I was not a fan of the whole build-up, and then I enjoyed the match, but yeah. I'm glad Pat lost.
That's a good question. Is he better than Pat? I mean, in terms of athleticism, yes. But in-ring...
I'd say they're about on par with each other with athleticism. They both do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the
Ron,
crazy...
Ron, you're literally a McAfee mark. I would love for you to chime in on this one.
Logan Paul or McAfee, who do you think's better?
I like Pat, but I think Logan, I mean, he's a lot younger. He's bigger, I think.
I think that they're kind of on par with each other.
Which one do I take a shit in?
Just pick one.
I really hope the mics pick that up. God.
Yes.
The entire studio audience is currently taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Hey, he's not on the pod. I mean, it's not a part of the rules for him.
That's right. But honestly, like,
I think they're on par with each other in athleticism. Because they both do just wild.
How about wrestling-wise?
I would say Logan Paul has.
Yeah. Sounds about to say, Logan Paul is doing a little bit more in terms of.
He's doing like blockbusters and like a decent amount of like chain stuff.
Pat's keeping it kind of brawlish, you know. Yeah. What I mean, so which works for him because I guess that kind of fits his nature is just being a brawler and Logan Paul's kind of the show off and all that. So, who do we like better? I mean, you're gonna say Pat. You like Pat better. I think Pat's more entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean. Logan Paul's, I mean, you look at all of his matches.
All around, I think they're dead even, dude. I really do.
Yeah. And then even if you look at terms of, like, the following they have outside of wrestling, I'm assuming Logan Paul's going to be more popular, right?
He's got 30 million followers.
Yeah. How much farther is Pat behind? I know Pat's behind him. I'm just curious on how close it is. Because Pat is everywhere now.
It's funny that Pat's probably far behind him, but Pat probably still has a ridiculous amount of
people. He's got 2.6 million on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
On YouTube? Because they're doing it combined for Logan. Logan doesn't have 30 million subscribers, I don't think.
No, I doubt it.
2 million on YouTube.
So he's at 4 million. I feel like Instagram he's probably at like 5.
23 million on YouTube for Logan Paul.
And then Pat has 1.2 million on Instagram.
So that means on social media, like on terms of like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're pretty even. Because if he's 30 million and they're counting YouTube, he only has like 7 million outside of that. So they're pretty even in terms of that, just the YouTube part.
So Logan Paul's got 24 million on Instagram, 23 million on YouTube, and 6 million on Twitter. So I think they're just taking the 6 million from Twitter and adding it to the average of Instagram and YouTube. And calling that 30 million.
I'd add it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, that would... Which 30 million is still impressive.
Like 30 million... 54 million.
54 million. I mean, you'd even round it to 55. Like, whatever. I mean, WWE likes...
I mean, they do that with attendance anyway.
Yeah.
So 55 million social media followers.
I mean, that's...
What's he at on TikTok?
He's probably... I'm going to say 10 million.
Let me see.
Does that count? Wait, does he post his podcast on?
Yeah, he posts a lot of podcasts
on his YouTube channel.
16 million on TikTok.
Okay. Does he have a separate YouTube channel for the podcast? I know a lot of YouTubers do
like
that,
Impulsive.
Yeah.
Let me look.
As I said, if that's a separate channel, you can throw that in there. He could be well into like
Impulsive is a separate channel with 4.3 million subscribers.
So that's what, close to 70? God. Right at 70
yeah,
million?
You're, man.
I mean, that's a lot more impressive than 30 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
how about Facebook?
Facebook?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm going to say like 3 million.
No.
No.
16 million followers.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, then, I mean, you're close to 100 million. I mean, he's at about 86, roughly. I mean, 90 million.
Yeah.
Say, like, mention that. Like,
honestly.
That'd be really cool.
Why not? It's wrestling. People fudge the numbers all the
yeah.
time.
Can you
wrestling.
Mention that for Pat, too? Like, I don't think they mention much about Pat's media following. I know they mention, obviously, the football and Barstool and all that. But they don't really mention his social media presence, which is still pretty impressive.
The only thing they've really talked about with his show is like when Vince was on his show.
Yeah. Like,
they don't really plug the show that much.
Oh, I would. Like, I mean, he's legit one of the mainstays on SmackDown at commentary. Pretty solid in-ring talent.
Better ratings than ESPN.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
that's why ESPN won on game day. They knew. I mean,
that's quite the resume.
Yeah.
That's why the NFL tried to screw him over.
Back to this match. Logan Paul hit a buckshot lariat. And it was really good.
Yeah. Paul shot lariat.
Paul shot lariat. The
low shot lariat.
If it was a low blow, if it was
it's a lowiat.
If it was a butt shot low blow, yes, the low
that
shot.
That would have been amazing.
That'd have been great. Got to see Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yep. Who his first work punch was really solid, and then his second one just
was not.
Whiffed on it.
Yeah,
it's all right there.
Yeah. Also,
like he just carried him down.
Mike and George got the absolute.
I was about to say, Mike. I couldn't think of the other guy. I knew
they got. They were a lot rougher with George. And to be fair, any guest that comes on their show is rough with George, anyways, which is hilarious. But like,
War Games match. That's Logan Paul's bloodline.
when they were ripping like the shirt off of him, and dude, was it Jimmy or Jay that gave him a like one of them like shot the other one into a super.
Okay, so Jay shot off George, I think.
Well, Mike took the first super kick.
Mike did the first one,
took a hit bump,
and then the second, which is George, I'm assuming. Yeah. He's the one that got slung into Jimmy's super kick.
Yeah, and he took an explosive, he took a great bump.
And Jimmy ran into that one. Like, Jimmy thrusted himself into that kick.
Honestly, by anybody that was involved in this match at all did a great job.
I think so, yeah. And I hope it leads to more.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, which I think Logan Paul's, he's obviously signed a deal with WWE, so he's going to do more.
When he did that flying nothing into an uppercut, dude, how high was he in the air? That was
pretty solid.
Imagine if he did like a forearm out of that or something. That would be crazy.
Yeah. When do we see Logan Paul again?
Probably, if I had to guess, the Rumble.
Put Jake Paul in the Rumble.
There you go. By the way, he came out to his own rap song. I just read that on Twitter.
Did he really?
The what's it called? Everyday.
He came out to Everyday, bro, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I mean, yeah. I thought it was a really good match. I was a little skeptical because I really wasn't sure. Okay, which I'm not sure how I'm not sure how long his matches were at Mania and SummerSlam for Logan. I wasn't sure in terms of now, obviously being in shape, sure, but I wasn't sure like how long could he keep in terms of like selling and storytelling and things. But 25 minutes in, he kept you interested. I mean, he had us talking about it for 15 minutes on if this would be the greatest upset or not if it happened. So. Yeah. I mean, he kept it interesting. I think we'll probably see Logan again, obviously, soon. Rumble.
See, I don't think you can call it the biggest upset because he's too credible.
Especially, he's
credible. Got victories over The Miz. Yeah. They beat
and
the Mysterios. I mean, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that.
I think the only way you could argue it is just the fact of
Roman.
It's only his beating Roman and it's only his third match. Like, that's the only thing you can argue. Even though he has trained, and he's trained with Sean and all that, it's still his third match only. Like, that's kind of the thing you maybe argue on being an upset.
Sure.
But I thought it was really solid. I was a little skeptical in terms of the build, but the build was solid. Press conferences were great. I mean, it turned out a lot better than I thought it would. And it was something different for Roman. It was not just insert main event or top guy here and let Roman beat him. It's, hey, we're going to take this guy who's got over almost 100 million followers on social media that we're not going to talk about. And we're going to throw him in here because obviously, on paper, Logan Paul does not stand a chance. But we're going to try it anyway, and it turned out really, really well. So, I got to say, this Saudi show,
It's not the best. It's not the best one they've done.
It's not. What is the best? I haven't watched.
I would say I would give it a toss up between last year's one when Edge and Seth went toe to toe in Hell in a Cell, and Goldberg and Lashley had their no DQ match, and it was like Goldberg's best match ever. And that then the one. Show where the Fiend beat Seth for the Universal title.
Okay, well, that, were those Super Showdowns or Crown? I don't know. Did they
both of those were Crown Jewels, I believe.
Okay.
This is up there, though.
So Super Showdown sucks. Crown Jewels
do. Well, when you think of Super Showdown, you think of Goldberg beating the Fiend. You think of...
No,
Goldberg and Taker's match.
Yep. Yeah, was DX and Brothers of Destruction?
That was Crown Jewels.
Oh, crap.
Well, they average out.
They do average out. Well, so... If you look at, I'm just looking at the card from last year's Crown Jewel. Pre-show match, you had Usos and Hurt Business in a tag match. Edge and Rollins opened the show. RK-Bro took on Styles and Omos. Goldberg Lashley. Xavier Woods and Finn Balor were in the King of Ring finals.
And Woods won.
So good. Big E and Drew had a match for the WWE title. You had Bianca, Becky, and Sasha in a triple threat. And then you had Roman and Brock.
It was a solid show. So, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite Crown Jewel show.
Yeah.
Saudi show in general.
Yeah. I think it, which granted, I mean, I probably have to actually, I don't think I even watched that one or watched most of it. I did see most of this one. I'm going to put this one up there as being my favorite. And I can, you could probably argue the one of the better ones, if not the best one. I mean, just because
sure.
You don't, because there's nothing really, they found a way to make it all matter without it feeling rushed and just thrown together.
Yeah. Whatever you want, man.
I mean, I'm just, okay.
I'm just saying, whatever you want, man.
I made a valid.
Yeah, it was valid. Whatever you want, man.
But, okay. So not talk.
No. However, yeah, whatever you want.
Okay. Jeez. I hate you.
I know. Are we just going to sit in dead air?
Yes.
Are you going to close the show? Or?
Yes, I'll finally close the show. So, this has been our Crown Jewel recap, review, things like whatever you want to call it.
We'll be back for full gear.
We will be back for full gear. I mean, and Wynn won our predictions, which is going to be great. He'll get a random wrestling item that me and Ryan will buy, and it'll be great. And he'll get it probably by Mania. Yep. You know, it'll be fine. I still haven't gotten mine. It's fine. It's whatever. I'm not hurt by it.
Yeah, you weren't here for 2 weeks. It's all good.
It's great. I mean, it's whatever, but I mean, I still won. I mean,
yeah, whatever you want, man.
It's whatever. I mean, Brock can win and not show up for 6 months. So,
yeah, whatever you want, man.
I mean, it's,
yeah, you got it. All you. All you. You got it.
It's just,
man. Yeah.
I'm going to... Okay, I'm gonna hire Ace Steel.
Yeah.
And okay, whatever. Anyways, hope you liked this episode. You can follow us on social media at Another Wrestling Pod, Instagram, Wrestling, Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram, Wrestling, Facebook. Keep going.
Instagram, Wrestling, Facebook, Twitter. You know, that's another big one right there. We do have as many followers as Logan Paul does. Go ahead and doodle it.
Yep.
About 70 million plus. You know, something that's like just that. On Facebook.
Yeah.
Really incredible. Yeah.
Probably
so,
take, but
yeah. No. Give.
Okay.
Yeah. So hope y'all enjoyed it. So for Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.